Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Eisenhower. I'm the CEO and founder of ICC, or Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC is one of the largest real estate coaching companies in the world, with thousands of clients and a large team of the most accomplished coaches in the industry, who coach many of the highest producing real estate agents, teams, and broker owners in North America. I'm lucky enough to be a best-selling author myself, with over 10 books published, and I'm frequently a keynote speaker and presenter for many of the largest real estate companies in the world. I've spent my career creating training materials, courses, and other coaching and training content dedicated to transforming the real estate industry and real estate agents that work within it. You can find more content on my website, the world's leading production training website for real estate agents, at therealestatetrainer.com. That's therealestatetrainer.com. Now on this podcast, I'll share tips, success stories, and training for agents and brokers looking to increase their business income while maintaining a balanced life. So whether you are a new licensee, a solo agent, a real estate team leader, or maybe a team member, a broker owner, or a manager, you are guaranteed to learn something new on each and every podcast episode. This might be the last year that you can defer your capital gains taxes. So if you know people that own investment and business property, they better like it for a while, because if they want to trade up or trade into different types of property with all this newfound equity they've got in it, now's the time. See how that increases buyer urgency?
The question that I had, it's about 1031 exchange clients. Mm-hmm. I've been getting a lot of potential clients, like sellers trying to exchange their property, but I don't have a lot of knowledge about that. I've been a seasoned agent, but I hardly deal with them. But now I'm getting more calls about those 1031 exchange clients. So I just don't know how to handle the objections correctly or.
Sure. Okay. 1031 exchanges. First of all, this is a very hot topic all of a sudden. The reason it's a hot topic is what a 1031 IRS code 1031 tax deferred exchange does is it enables someone to defer their capital gains off an investment property or a property we use for business purposes. So this does not apply to your personal residence. That's number one, because you don't pay capital gains on a personal residence that you live in for more than 2 years. Okay. But if you rent it out, you Airbnb it, et cetera, or use any property for that matter, commercial even, for business purposes, when you sell it, you pay capital gains tax. That capital gains tax has been relatively low under the Trump Republican administration. It was a lot higher under a Democratic Obama administration. The current tax plan, we'll call it, by the current Democratic Biden administration, not only are they talking about increasing the capital gains rate, they're talking about, they have proposed to absolutely abolish IRS 1031 exchanges. Now, do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't. But I do think that they're throwing a lot out there because they're going to negotiate with Republicans and they have to have a few things, a few bargaining chips to give away. And I think that's one they'll give away. But that is on the table, which means we then, that's just my personal opinion though, I'm not in those debates, so I have no idea. But it would behoove people that are looking to move up and exchange property to hurry up and do it this year while they still can. Because this might be the last year that you can defer your capital gains taxes. So if you know people that own investment and business property, they better like it for a while. Because if they want to trade up or trade into different types of property with all this newfound equity they've got in it, now's the time. See how that increases buyer urgency?
Correct.
But you got to know that. That's why you're getting a lot of calls about it. That's why a lot of agents are getting a lot of calls about it. People are panicked. They don't, you know, they've got property. They've been waiting for the top of the market or whatever to sell. But now they realize, oh, wait, maybe I can't wait. Maybe it is the top. And maybe I'm going to lose my ability to do a 1031 exchange. So rather than, anybody know where I can't remember where the deferred exchange rate is right now. I can't remember where it's at. I want to say it's like up at 24%. I've heard them proposing anywhere from 35 to 40% on the federal level. And then you got your state capital gains rate that you tack on top of it too, you know, usually another 5, 10%, depending on what state you're in.
This is your chance to see us in person. Join us at the ICC Summit along with the real estate industry's top producers as we gather together on the central coast of California for a weekend of masterminding, productivity training, and networking that you won't forget. Visit ICCSummit2021.com to learn more and use promo code PODCASTEARLYBIRD to get 20% off your registration. Register at the link in our show notes before spots are filled.
So with that said, a lot of people are looking to defer. Now, my first advice, you are real estate agents, you are not attorneys. So giving too much advice about 1031s is not something that I would recommend. Go to your escrow or title company and find out the accommodator. The word is accommodator, A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T-O-R, accommodator that accommodates 1031 exchanges for your title company. That's like another escrow company that handles the 1031, okay? So they work alongside your title or escrow company, just like a lender does, to make sure that all these timelines and documentation requirements are satisfied. And that person is the best source of information for you so that you could get on a three-way call with the accommodator and your client to get a real clear understanding. And you can add value to your client by setting that up. That's what I recommend, rather than you spouting out tax and legal advice when you don't have a license to do either of those two things, okay? Now, with that being said, I did have a father who had a PhD in accountant, and I am a licensed attorney, and I've done a lot of 1031s in my life, so I'm gonna do my best to tell you, but understand, I'm not your attorney, you have not paid me any money, so I recommend you get your own accommodator before you act on this advice. Capiche? Capiche. Okay, so with that said, here's what I'm gonna tell you. You can defer your taxes, and the idea is to defer them, defer them, defer them. Now, at some point in the future, you're gonna have to probably sell, and if you want the money, you're gonna have to pay them. Unless you put them into an IRA, like a SEP IRA or something, then you can actually never pay taxes, or you die. If you die, as it currently sits right now with the tax code, your tax basis steps up and your kids or whoever your heirs are will not pay that capital gains, your tax basis. So if you buy a property at $50,000 and it goes up to $200,000, you have a gain of $150,000. If you sell it right now, you pay 25% on that, you pay a lot of money. If you die, they appraise it or they assess it at death at $200,000. That becomes the new tax basis. There's no gain because they worth it. They netted at $200,000. If your kids sell it at $200,000, there's no gain. They got it at $200,000, they sell it at $200,000. There's no gain. So your tax basis steps up at death. That's called a step up basis. Everybody got that? Once again, the current administration is proposing to do away with the step-up basis. We got a few very scary things on the table right now. But these things are always on the table when you have a Democratic administration. They never seem to go through. Again, they battle. But it's very important you tell your clients the truth, and it just so happens it's going to create a lot of urgency if they realize these things are all in jeopardy right now. Because if you act on these things now, you're cool. Are you with me? So that's how that works, okay? Now, there's a lot of rules to qualify for a 1031 exchange. Number one is, it's gotta be for business purposes, okay? In other words, you can't do it with your personal residence, you can't do it with a vacation home, unless you rented it out for, I believe it's 2 of the last 5 years, you know? So Airbnb might work if you're over there using it half the time. You with me? Then you can defer by using a 1031. Now, here's the biggest one that no one ever knows that gets people in the most trouble. You cannot have debt relief. You cannot reduce your debt. So if you own a property that's worth $500,000 and you owe $300,000 on it, you have to carry debt of $300,000 or more on the property you exchange into. You cannot have debt relief. Remember that one first, because that's the one that stops everybody. You cannot decrease your debt. You cannot go from $500,000 down to a $200,000 property cash. Can't do that, because you just wiped out your debt. They want you to run debt. I have no freaking idea why, but that's just the way it is. So in other words, if I had $500,000 with $300,000 debt, you'd think, oh, I've got $200,000 equity. I'll just go buy something for $200,000. I'll get rid of all my debt and I'm cool. No, because you have debt relief. You just relieved yourself of $300,000 debt. You didn't pay taxes. We don't like people that are debt-free in this country for some reason. Make sense? So no debt relief. Got to have the same amount, if not more. That's a big one. And then you got time frames. And I can't remember these. I'm sorry. You popped this question out of me out of nowhere. So, Susie, but I want to say you have from the date that you close on the property you're selling, I think you have 45 days to identify at least 3 or 5 replacement properties. And you have to pick one of those and close on them within 6 months of the closing day. Okay. It's got to be one of those too. That's the hard part in this market, right? You got to find them, you know? Okay. There's also a way to do a reverse exchange. You can locate the property first and then close on your second. That's called a reverse exchange. I'm not going to get in the details. There's some different timelines on those, but again, talk to your accommodator. So you can find the property first and then close on your existing property. The key with the accommodator is the accommodator. See, for you to trigger a taxable event, you have to receive your seller's proceeds from the sale of the property. They have to come into your bank account, get in your hands. If they touch you, if the money from the sale of that $500,000 property and you sell and you pay off your $300,000 and you make $200,000, if that touches your bank account or your hands, you owe taxes, okay? There's nothing you can do to undo that. Make sense? Nothing we can do to undo that. So once that happens, we got a problem. That's where the accommodator comes in. That money goes into title or escrow at closing, right? And it never goes to you. It instead, that money goes to the accommodator and the accommodator holds it so it doesn't touch your hands and trigger a taxable event. And that the accommodator holds it while you identify your properties and then ultimately close on them within the 6 month period. That's how it works. So it's a great thing and you don't have to pay taxes. I mean, really, when you sell real estate, you can have a SEP IBRA or you can die. Otherwise, you're paying capital gains. That's how that works. Or you can have a lot of losses, which no one really wants. You could have a lot of losses. You could have a lot of business ventures on the side outside of your normal ordinary income that loses a lot of money to offset your gain. But that is probably not something you want to have occur. So really, it's one of the hardest things to create a tax shelter against without actually losing money. But this vehicle has been around for a long time and it works very, very well. And it could be the last chance your clients have to do it. So we got to hustle up. Again, that's so you know and you can speak, but always do the disclosure I did. You want to say, hey, I'm an agent. I am prepared. My job is to put you in touch with the right people. I'm not licensed, as an accountant or an attorney to give you this advice. Okay. So when that happens, that's what occurs. Okay. When that happens, we want to say, hey, here is my disclaimer to you. I'm going to put you in touch with an accountant. So you call your title officer, your closer, your escrow officer and say, who's the accommodator you work with? What's their contact information? You set up that 3-way call and then you have the conversation that way. You can just use all this knowledge I'm giving you to kind of screen them to see if they have a shot at it before setting them up with the accommodator so you don't waste your and their time and so you look kind of smart.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch my training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or join our Facebook called the Real Estate Agent Roundtable. Thanks again.